Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Wednesday, July the 29th. The fallout from the decision to remove Spain from the UK's travel list continues today. Now, the UK's biggest airport is urging the government to start testing passengers for coronavirus rather than forcing people to self-isolate. At the moment, anyone returning to the UK from Spain has to quarantine for 14 days. But Heathrow's boss, John Holland Kay, is suggesting two swabs instead. One would be done on arrival and another 8 days later. Kelly Bridge from Ashford was planning a trip to Lanzarote with her family in 2 weeks' time, but can't now because of the changes in rules.
We've known for a few months that the holiday may go ahead or it may be cancelled, and we've just been keeping up to date with the loop on the news and what's happening. So, yeah, we are quite disappointed. So I booked this one to allow cancellation up to 2 weeks before, just to give us that peace of mind and to cover us. But unfortunately, we were 4 hours into that 2 week time slot when we contacted them about cancelling, so we're going to lose a deposit if we don't travel. As soon as I knew that it was likely the holiday was going to go ahead, I think I've spent longer looking at face masks than I have bikinis, you know, which is really strange for a holiday. I've talked to the children about airport safety, about hand gel, and the accommodation that I booked would allow us to socially distance and still have a good family memorable holiday, hopefully, and to be away from the main hotspots. So I thought I'd covered all bases. I thought I'd really been sensible. So we have discussed staycations and what that would mean, and you know, we have a beautiful country and we're all for putting our money into the economy here, but unfortunately a lot of the countries are having the same idea, and there's already, you've seen the issues in Snowdonia, Cornwall, they're all seeing issues of lots and lots of people. And I feel as a family we would be safer on the island like Lanzarote, being sensible in our own villa with our own pool away from people. I think we were making the most sensible decision to actually go away, and the island has such low cases at the moment. I just don't understand the logic behind including the Canaries. It's almost like they're guilty by association, which doesn't make sense.
Meantime, the UK's biggest tour operator, TUI, has extended its holiday cancellations to the Balearic and Canary Islands until Tuesday. Elsewhere today, MPs say the government has been slow and at times negligent when it comes to dealing with care homes during the pandemic. A committee has produced a report claiming 25,000 patients were discharged from hospitals into care homes in England without being tested for COVID-19. Chair of the Medway-based National Care Association, Nadra Ahmed, says it was extremely dangerous.
It actually created more of a problem than was necessary. If we'd been more vigilant about that, it would have made it much easier for the sector not to be put into the position where COVID was being introduced into the care homes.
The Department of Health and Social Care says it's provided £1.3 billion to support hospital discharge. A Dover man who was due to have hip surgery just as the pandemic took hold says he's being forced to live in constant pain. Richard Holmes has osteoarthritis and has been waiting for a hip replacement since October last year. The 49-year-old was due to have an operation in March, but that was cancelled because of COVID-19. And he says they can't guarantee when it'll be rescheduled.
It's now hurting my shoulders now. All day, every day. Damaged my stomach muscles as well now. So that's another knock-on effect. But yeah, you can't do anything. I can't do anything. I can't go out, can't drive my car. I live in a village now, and I've not even seen the village. Only my little cobble back. So yeah, metal pigeon toe on crutches to keep the weight off of the cement spacer in my leg. I keep myself by doing little crafty bits, but it's not the sort of thing I want to do. I want to go out in my garden because it's a new house, the garden's a mess. There's a sort of garden now. Can't put the shed up because I can't do anything. Struggling. There's thousands of people out there like me who are stuck in limbo. You need joint replacements. The revision surgery is complex. It takes a long time, 6 months to recover from. I'm off work. I've been off work since probably 15 months now. I don't know how long I have my job for, if they're going to keep me. But so far, they've been okay with it. Yeah, it's tough.
Kent Online News.
A motorcyclist has died after crashing into traffic lights in Gillingham. The man in his 30s was travelling towards Raynham when it happened at a pedestrian crossing on the A2 near the Bowwaters roundabout. A charity says the cruel evictions of migrants from camps in Calais has led to a surge in people making the dangerous journey across the English Channel. Aid workers from Care for Calais in northern France say police evictions are happening at the highest levels since the jungle camp was cleared back in 2016. It's thought more than 3,100 migrants have made it across the Channel into the UK this year, with many of those arriving here in Kent. Now, Kent's biggest theatre has confirmed 30 members of staff are at risk of redundancy because of the impact of the pandemic. The Marlowe in Canterbury is looking to make cuts after being forced to close back in March. They've had to cancel nearly 300 performances. We're being urged to report signs of sexual exploitation in Kent as part of a major new campaign to help those being abused. Over the past year, more than 40 victims have been taken into safety following investigations into modern slavery and human trafficking. It's feared others are still being forced to work in brothels, many from Eastern Europe, Brazil and China. Phil Brecken is from Crime Stoppers in Kent.
These places can be referred to as pop-up brothels or massage parlours. They can be in any locations, hotels or even vehicles. The pop-up brothels can appear often in privately rented houses, flats. The predominant people using the services are men, and the typical signs to look out for will be multiple men visiting the property. They'll arrive day or night, stay for short periods before leaving. In Kent, the women involved in the brothels are typically Eastern European, Vietnamese, Brazilian and Chinese, but there are obviously UK nationals involved as well. These people are usually dressed unsuitably for the time of day or night or weather conditions involved. They're rarely seen outside of the property alone and may be showing old or untreated injuries. They usually change the women in the property regularly so that they don't get identified. People obviously involved can obviously have some unexplained or unaffordable items, new clothes, new jewelries, cars, those type of things. It is a responsibility for everyone to report information on this. By raising the awareness of the issues involved, we are looking at tackling the crime. The more people that are aware of the signs to look out for, the higher chances that we'll be able to assist the police.
A teenage girl's been charged after two police officers were attacked in Greenhithe. The 15-year-old's accused of two counts of assaulting an emergency worker and has been bailed to appear at youth court next month. As a warning, more than 50 sites in Kent still have dangerously high levels of air pollution. A study by Friends of the Earth shows that has dropped from almost 90 in 2016. Swale and Dartford have the most locations that are breaching safe limits of nitrogen dioxide, while the worst levels were recorded on Upper Stone Street in Maidstone. Simon Bowens from the environmental group says most of the pollutants come from road traffic.
We need to ensure that people move away from using the car as the main form of transport. That requires investment from government. It requires investment of around about £8 billion a year on public transport, alongside £2 billion a year on walking and cycling infrastructure.
A Kent head teacher says guidance stating staff and children don't need to wear face masks in school doesn't make sense. John Boyes from Herne Bay High says he won't stop anyone from putting on a face covering and has admitted maintaining social distancing will be physically impossible. The government says face coverings are not required as pupils and staff are mixing in consistent groups. Schools are due to reopen as normal in September. Aldi says it'll create 1,200 jobs during the next 5 months. It plans to open an average of one new store each week across the UK between now and Christmas. 24 new jobs are being offered across its stores in Kent. A Kent seaside town has been rated as one of the best in the UK. According to data from the Solar Centre, which looked at factors including temperature, beaches and even fish and chips, Deal has come out on top. Ramsgate and Margate were also ranked within the top 10. And a dad and son from Bearstead near Maidstone have set up a restaurant for badgers in their back garden. Marcel and 8-year-old Lewis put out things like jacket potatoes, peanut butter sandwiches and dog food for the animals which live in nearby woodland. You can check out the incredible pictures of the badgers enjoying their snacks at Kent Online. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.